Welcome to the Reading Phoenix Wake Forum on Facebook. This is Ian and Bob with our 47th episode. And today we're going to start in the middle of page 18. First word is stoop. So I'll start to read it.
Wait, whoa. Just calm down, calm down. Everybody welcome. We're going to do what we can with this. We could do one sentence out of 30 pages tonight, but it'd be a little bit, it'd be a little far of a reach. There's a lot of things that are culminating all but simultaneously, and this is the closest way to get most of it in the soup, in the pot of the soup. So Bob's going to read it. Be ready to stop on a dime, Bob, because I've got little insets to put as we go to clean this up, because as you well say, this is an important portion of the program.
Yeah, the mutton jute conversation right before it, I talked a lot about that with Cameron. On Thursday, we made our astounding 61st episode of explaining McLuhan. So it's great that having talked about that on Thursday, going right into this, so that's appropriate. So after the conversation, there's suddenly this command, stoop, or it could be stop, but stoop, that's in brackets. Stoop if
no,
you
no,
add...
It's not stop. No, it's not stoop. It's stoop. It's parenthetical. And it's basically looking at the world now. It's like, you would stoop to this? You would stoop to this? You go this far? Come on. You're going to stoop to this level? That's the parenthetical part. It's trying to give you a little heads up that things are fussy.
Yeah, and it says, stoop if you are absent-minded. That's A-B-C-E-D. That means the alphabet A-B-C-D-E. And it's a word that McLuhan used much more than most other words. Absent-minded. That means the effect of literacy. You get a little abstracted. So he commented on this section all the time. Okay. Stoop if you are absent. No, how do you say it? Stoop if you went absent. You went in the alphabet. Stupid as that. Okay. Stoop. Stoop if you are absent-minded to this clay book. What curious of signs. Please stoop. In this aleph bed, can you read, since we and thou had it out already, its world? It is the same.
Okay, whoa. Slow down now. Pay attention. See, this is, if you would stoop to this level, then stop. Stoop. Don't do it anymore. You've got to change it. And then the alphabet, that is your whole crypto, blockchain's going to make it, but we don't know about anything else. Because all of this is the propping up. It's the worst than what you call your currency, because this is cyber money. These are non-fungible tokens, and people are trading them. So this is going to fall. And if you can't read the signs, and especially since we and thou and he, it, that, may all be out already, this is all undone already. So after the house burns to the ground and it's in ashes, so you try to go then and try to buy some insurance.
Can you read, since we and thou had it out already, its world? It is the same told of all. Many miscegenations on miscegenations. Tico, they lived and laughed and loved and left for sin. Thy thingdom is given to the Medes and Persians.
Okay, hold on. Now, this is setting the battle royale, which is actually has already begun. Okay, it's already begun. But they're sorting it out now. The Medes and the Persians.
Are the Medes the Medici's?
We didn't say. We're not going to say. Just calm down.
Okay.
They're setting, just say it this way. They're setting up for the battle royale, is what nicely said. And it'll become
clear.
Because see, today the way James Joyce laid this out, they're never specific of who's beefing with whom. You see?
That's right.
They don't ever say who's beefing with whom. Sometimes Ben's killing himself. A time or two.
Yeah,
there.
No.
So
a famous aphorism is one man's mead is another man's poison. So you got the Medes and the Poisons fighting here. One person, this is a battle over sensory judgment values Perception.
Perception.
One sees.
Perception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One person sees it, and the other guy doesn't see it, and they fight over it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thy thingdom is given to the Medes and Persians. The meander tale, a loss and a gain, of our old Heidenberg in the days when head in clouds walked the earth.
Now, okay, hold on. Go ahead. Before you do that, though, see, this is kind of, we got to get it as we go. The head in clouds walked the earth. Now, the Heidenberg is a very key aspect, well, it's a construct. It's going to be, because it's not Heidenberg, it's old Heidenberg, like the things that used to be. Now, you're getting all the way in. Now, we're not going to the Odinist, okay? We're not going to the Odinist. This isn't the giants, and this isn't the Thor and his damn little ball-peen hammer. It's not like that, but it's giving a representation of it, because they're saying the way it used to be is going to be what's going to happen now, because people are insipid and stupid, but Bob's going to fix that right next.
Well, they've been abstracted, so their head's in the clouds. It's an alphabet effect. Or, and the cloud can be the Bill Gates cloud. Everybody's head is in their digital cloud.
No. It's the alphabet, A, B, C, D, Apple, and everybody's got their iPhone, and everybody's in their soup, and everybody's on their thing. And they could get run over by a truck, and they wouldn't know it because they would be too busy, negating out of TikTok.
And reading letters, and clicking, typing on letters for their investments. Or whatever they're buying in the coin wars.
Well, they're not really buying; they're trading. They're not buying anything; they're just trading.
Right.
Good.
Okay. So when head and clouds walk the earth, everybody is in that hive mind. See? So they become this collective android meme dealing
That's
with the
old Heidenberg. That's old Heidenberg.
All right. So the result is, in the ignorance that implies impression, that niche knowledge, that finds the name form, that wets the wits, that convey contacts, that sweeten sensation, that drives desire, that adheres to attachment, that dogs death, that bitches birth, that entails the ensuance of existentiality.
Now, you see, these are the stages of apprehension, but it sweetened the pot just a little bit more. Because we don't want to go with just your cliched archetypes, Bob. We want to add some of our own as you kind of go through here. When you come in here, look, how long tonight? We've been talking about knitting and the knitting of how this you find knowledge and a name form. And what it does is it gets you wet. It gets you hot. It gets you going. It gets you, if you were reaching for this in an amorous motif, it'd be what gets you, what turns your lights on. Or that's your dog loud or whatever that does. And then you come to a place after a little bit. Well, this is for facial books, Bob. Come on now. Get some semblance of a modicum of civilization, civility, maybe. So then you got to see what's happening, because this sweetened sensation is what's driving desire. So what that means is that you're not even intimate. You're intimate in yourself. And you find yourself the most interesting thing in the room. I just asked Bob. Bob's the poster child for narcissism. Don't you worry about that. But the point here is this lays it all out so that now even the death that bitches birth, the entails of the ensuance is fallen. So you had to build Babylon, friend, in order for it to fall. You had to build Babylon in order for it to fall. Otherwise, you'd have never noticed. So you've got to feed the beast before you kill it.
Right, and we did so much on knitting and crocheting tonight. Now we come to this second phase, in the ignorance that implies a person that knits knowledge. That's what you were talking about. So you get the end of the stage of apparition, then it says, but with a rush out of his navel, reaching the rear doors of Ramus Batham. A terriculous biblion view, this, queer, and it continues to be quaky. A hatch, a kelt, and ear share, the porkless of which was to cassay the earth crest at all of ours, forwards and backwards. That's what we were talking about, going forwards and backwards. Like Yoxen at the turnpike. hearsay.
Wait, there you go. The quaking. Now look, what's happened is this terra firma, this ridiculous terra firma, has gotten to a point where the Rumspringer is about over with. Everybody's run their, they've shot their load, they've done all they're gonna do, is get to the end. And if you've heard of the problem, it's a little too late. If you're acknowledging that you've heard that there's a problem, it's already too late. Those trades have already been executed. So it's too late, if that's from backwards and forwards. Now, the turn fat, you've gotta find out, they're turning this, and the earth's crust is going to, respond in kind. That's what this week's all about.
This week, what we're reading or in the news?
No. Reality. Yeah, the news, yeah. You can't say the news positions reality.
Reality.
Look at the news. Okay, some people only listen to Fox News. Well, if you do that, you're going to get so pushed to the side, to become a Trumpy. You're going to be so far up Trumpy's rectum, you can't smell the sunshine. You can't smell the fresh air. And if you listen to anything else, you're all going to hell in a handbasket. Those yellow dogs, those elephant-loving, bullshit-living, pie in the sky, the damn capitalists is taking over the world. They're making a point. And then something that is a news story, that whole part, every other media won't say anything about it. Not a word about it.
Right.
Like it didn't exist. So you can't use the news, what you said, see in the news. You're not going to see anything in the news. All you're going to see in the news, just as they have now laid out and having to admit that it sunk in that Elon Musk finally did end up somehow buying Twitter for too much money with money that he didn't have. He took money that he didn't have and he bought something that wasn't worth anything. And is really thrilled about it to let it sink in. I think it had to sink in what he did. And what he's done immediately is walked in the door, throwed everybody down. He says, everybody, he asked them who they were and what they would do and what they do at the Twitter. And they didn't know. They were sitting around not doing that. So he fired them. And they're mad as hell. You can't fire me. I don't do anything, but I never did do anything. And I got paid. Hell no. We're not going to have it. But I've got to come to work to work. Oh, fuck this. Hey, I ain't coming to work to work. Who in the world would go to work for money? That's stupid. Why would you do that when you could not go to work and go to the beach and still get paid? Seems only logical after a little bit, then forwards and backwards. Now, this is falling into a place where he says, okay, we now know that Twitter effectively changed the election of 2020. And the FBI and the CIA were complicit with it. In essence, called it. So now the branch of the government that you would trust to prosecute or send prosecution for sedition is the very entity that's going to have to prosecute itself for sedition. and by the way, that process has already begun.
Yeah, so you mentioned what's happened this week. Did you mean in terms of the earth turning up, there's a lot of earthquakes this week?
You'll see.
Okay, so, and people, I said one misplaced word. I said news as reality. And we had a Joyce rant by Ion for 5 fucking minutes about 2 words. Okay, hearsay figurines, Billy Coos arming and mounting. Okay, that's the buildup that you said is already starting. Hearsay figurines, Billy Coos arming and mounting. Mounting and arming, bellicose figurines. See here, Futthor, this little FNG is for a fire fling called a flint for all. Face at the ease, face at the waist, O-U-5, up, whop, and dump them. Face to face. Note how that's positioned, eh? That's just like in chapter 23, Ion, the letters on the side of Revelation.
Look here. Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. Just while you're making a point. This won't matter. If you're following this all the way through, this will make sense. But if you're not following it, it may not make sense. But a lot of this doesn't make sense if that's the case. And if you're hanging around, you're interested in something anyway. So just for the point of order, one F is facing toward the east, and one F is facing toward the west. Face at the waist. Unwrap them and dump them. Dump them, jump them, and thump them. One is an eastern gate, and the other is a western gate.
Hmm.
You'll see.
We just discovered that an hour ago. That point.
Well, you could have discovered it earlier if you'd have done this page sooner, but you had to line it all up, Bobby.
Okay, so in chapter 23 of Revelation, which nobody knows about, they have the word face in there on its side, right? Just stands out. Okay. When a part so pity does duty for the holos, we soon grow to use of an all for a bit, or an alphabet. Here, please to stoop. I'll do it again. Here, please to stoop, our sovereign cued petite peas of quite a pecuniary interest, in as little as they are the pellets that make the Tom Tummy's payroll. Right rank Ragnar rocks. And with these rocks orangotangles, wrangled rough and right garong. Wisha, wisha, why did that? Thick is for thorn, that stuck in its soil, okay. Like thumbfuls, straighter thrust for vengeance.
Okay, let's see, this lays out what we just kind of went through a bit in the whole thing of what you're going to do, how is this going to go, in as little as you can do, the pellets that make your payroll, that you can do the least you can do while you're sitting on your iPhone not doing work and still getting paid. And then this turns into a whole thing where you realize that you really apparently didn't have to work for money and you still get paid. So all you have to do is be complicit. As long as you're complicit, then you're in. And that's what this is laying out, because it's now turning into the traitor's thrust for vengeance.
Right, so that comes to the sentence, what a nice old mess it all makes. The mess. The medium is a message. What a nice old mess. Now, McLuhan says that, you know, Adam is eating the apple while saying this. So that's why it's written with an M-N in front of each word. That's the way the mouth is, the lips are, when you're talking and eating an apple at the same time. So you can picture this or hear it that way. When a mint and all mix.
First thing your lips.
Yeah, what a mint and all mix. What a nice old miss it all makes. A Middenhide hoard of objects. Olives, beets, Kimmels, Dollies, Alfred, Beatties, Cormacs, and Daltons. Owlet's eggs, O stoop to please, are here. Creakies from age and all now quite Epsilon. Now look at that. You got Dalton, the school that Epstein, you know, taught at, and then you got Epsilon right below that, Epstein. Okay. Owlet's eggs, O stoop to please, are here. Creakies from age and all now quite Epsilon. An old worldly wobble words. Hogward, a white a grass. See the snake worms every side. Our Durobin is swarming in sneaks. They came to our island
now,
and trying to...
Hold on, Dale. Now, this lays out the details that's coming out that will be, have to be presented. If they don't want this to come out. They've been trying to conceal it for all of this time. But now the jig is up. So now proceed. We'll follow it up when you get a little further.
Yeah, so we see the snakes coming out. See the snake worms every side. Both Republican and Democrat, both sides. Our Durban is swarming in sneaks. They came to our island. Isn't Washington, D.C. an island?
It is.
They came to our island from Triangular Tuchiter, beyond the wet prairie.
Uh-oh.
Reared up...
Wait. Was that the Triangular Tuchiter? That is your, what you all know as Crown Ink that has fallen. Now go ahead.
Yeah,
That was a little aside.
Yeah, that's Vatican, Buckingham Palace, in Washington, D.C.
Say that Duchy of Lancaster is more accurate.
For Buckingham Palace?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what would you say for Washington, D.C.?
Well, I'm just saying, that's the part. But you're calling Crown as the monarchy, and it's not. Crown Inc. is not the monarchy. It's just controlling the real estate and the monies.
It is the, when you say Vatican, Buckingham Palace, and then USA, Washington, that is not the controller. That's the real estate?
No, no. Listen, Bob. Washington, D.C. is not America. USA is the District of Columbia. Crown Inc. Yes. is that one square mile in London. It's its own country. It's not part of the United Kingdom. The Vatican City is its own country. It's not part of Rome or Italy. They're right. individual countries. So that's why they're not part, and that's why we always are collectively very careful not to present it errantly, because it's not the same. I think it's not the same.
Yeah, the deal that made the Vatican a country was done by Mussolini in 1929 with the Pope, mm-hmm. or whoever, mm-hmm. the papacy. Now, what's interesting, mm-hmm. you have this phrase, picture it, Sicily, 1922. So mm-hmm. Mussolini, who you've said is quite important, been sort of forgotten as compared to Hitler and them, he gets going in 1922. So it begins in 22, and Sicily becomes mm-hmm. identified with the mafia. So it's bigger than the mafia, but the mafia is a dark...
Well, the mafia is a placeholder. The mafia is the placeholder to let everybody know that this is something. They don't know what it is, yeah. and they don't either. But it's, so this is a thing. They're just yeah. acknowledging the placeholder. And then it morphs in and out, up and down. Then it becomes a union, and then God bless Jimmy Hoffa, and then it becomes the Amy Weingarten with the teachers' union. It's going to destroy a whole other civilization. So that just rambles into itself. But that thing, those cards have many sides to them. Every time you turn them over, they seem to change.
Yeah, so things start in 1922, including the foundation of the Communist Party in China. Okay? So 22 is a key year. You go to the last page of Pinning's Wake, and when did this book start? Started in 1922. So Joyce is actually documenting what's unfolding. He's letting other factors talk to him to include more than what one mind could see. But he's got there in Paris, 1922 to 1939. I mean, he started writing this, and Ulysses was obsolete, right? So he had to write a new... He was registering as a sensitive... being what was organizing around the world on the top-down level.
That didn't, and nobody could read it until now, because the stuff, no one would, you couldn't make anybody believe that the world would be in the shape that it's in right now.
Right.
Like, for example, what happened to Deutsche Bank again?
So what is...
What happened to the Bank of England? Was there trouble? Yeah, was there a problem?
Yeah. Look, the tripod, the triune, these three points, mm-hmm. Are you saying they're the real estate, or they're in charge, or they're the figurehead for something else? What is that?
All of it. It was the most powerful thing that's ever been, and now it's mm-hmm. gone. It's over. And that's shaking out into the world, into the market.
Yeah, and what is still here is the typing about the fact it's over. The typing continues.
Right.
It's the old joke of the newspaper headline, World Ends.
right.
World Ends headline.
And Dewey's president, right?
Yeah, Tom Dewey, 1922. Okay, so we're at the point. Wisha, why did the thicket for thorn that stuck in its toil like thumb pulls ready to thrust for vengeance? That's what you have a lot of vengeance going on. What a nice old mess it all makes. A midden heed horde of objects. Olives, beets, kimmels, dollies, Alfreds, beaties, Cormacs, and Daltons. Owlets, egg, old stoop to please are here. Creakage from age and all now quite epsilon. And old woldy wallowers, hot.
Now, this goes all the way through to your aging political stages of apprehension. You've got them all old, and they're all fighting, and now the Republicans have taken the stage, and so now they're going to run them through. They're going to run them through with a sword, every one of them. They're fighting, and they can't see which one's which. And then you come back to the whole conversation, like when Trump promises that he's going to go drain the swamp. He didn't realize that the swamp was bigger than the whole country.
Yeah, he's taking on humanity.
You're going to run them through.
See, but he saw snake worms every side. How Durban is swarming in snakes. Maybe he didn't see that at the beginning. They came to our island from Triangular Tuchitare, beyond the wet prairie, reared up in the midst of the cargan of prohibitive pomfrux, but along landed Paddy Whippingham, and his garbage cans caught the creeps of them, quicker than our hose there out the man could quick up her. What's that?
Uh-oh.
Some divide and some the lot. Sally turned around the same back.
Who's there? O'Fanil could pick up her what's that? That's the perfect word, Bob. Hyphenated, what's that? That's the perfect, that's the only word you need to know. What's that?
Yeah. Now look, I was thinking about the wet prairie, the midst of the cargan of prohibitive, so, you know, Middle America was in the prison caused by prohibition, you know, from in the 20s and early 30s. And so this section ends with racketeers and bootloggers are taking over, and the people are imprisoned by a new information environment and a new medieval
new
kind
age.
Of trading going on.
Well, no. It's not medieval. It's becoming what's that new? Feudal. It's becoming feudal.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant. I meant feudal, right.
Well, that's,
it's the beginning of the feudal. So, but, you know, the people are out in the prairie. They suffer the depression and all that. Meanwhile, in the cities, the factions are fighting and locking down empires by dealing in drugs and alcohol. So
just like when O'Fanil came to pick up what's left, that's also representation of the Ottoman Empire, which also did exactly the same way. It was exactly in the feudal reign or order. Because if you did something that the Ottoman Empire did, might they cut your head off. You knew them, ask no questions.
So are you seeing O'Fanil and Ottoman in Out of Man? Who's there Out of Man? Who's there O'Fanil, Ottoman? Could quick up her, what's that? Some divide and some the lot, but the tally turns around the same balafasan, racketeers and bootloggers.
So basically, some of the lot, the amount of money that's owed when the tally gets turned up, is going to go back to either the Ottoman or to O'Fanil. And some will divide it, but the sum has got to be a lot. You got to get it up. Or no, Bob's famous quote is, all accounts settled at close of business day.
Okay. Axe on thwax on thrax, action wise. That's pretty good. That's the meat of this lesson. Axe on thwax on thrax, action wise. The axe determines the thwax on thrax. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One by one, place one B3 ditto and one before. Two nurses, one make a plausible free, and
uh-oh.
Hit him behind.
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa. One by one, place one by three, ditto. B3. That might reference a type of alien.
B3 rather than B2. Okay.
Correct.
One by
one. You're
going to
find out about it. Just hold on.
Right. One by one, place one B3, ditto, and one before. Two nurses can make a plausible free and item behind. Starting off with a big boa boa. And three-legged calvers and ivory-grained jadises with a message in their mouths.
This is the ivermectin scare that's going back in and out now. Now you're bringing this all the way through from world domination to the end of the world. It's like the world ends, as you said at the newspaper line. That now it's going to place that it's pulling it back down to the, you got the sweet by and by, and now we're talking about the dirty here and now. The dirty here and now comes back into a position where you're like, okay, I know the world's going to end, but it didn't ever end for me, and I'm sick, and I need some ivermectin that I can't have. The jadises have a message in their mouths.
Right, so ivermectin evokes ivermectin for you.
Ivermectin. Mm-hmm.
Is there something in grain,
Cappers.
Barley? Yeah, is there something that
yeah, but that's not this message. That's not this message. That's coming.
Okay. All right. Starting off with a big boa boa and three-legged calvers and ivory-grain jadises with a message in their mouth and a 100-filled unleavened weight. Now, that can be the one that each thunder of 100 letters. And a 100-filled unleavened weight of liberumque to con in the contil all horrors eve. What a meander tall
all horrors eve. All horrors eve. That's significant. And just as written, all horrors eve. Excellent.
Is that Halloween?
No. The night the horror begins, the eve of the horror.
The massacre. The massacre?
Nah, whatever. That's a strong word. You know, the end of the world. That's easier.
Okay. And 100-filled unleavened weight of liberal rum cube to con, and we can till all horrors eve. We can till, we can profit from it. What a meander.
Well, no, they're conning. Yeah, they're conning people as long as they can until it is over. We're going to run this scam as long as we can until we can't no more. And when we can't no more, we're going to be dead with all the rest of them, so it don't matter. It's ride or die, Bob. It's ride or die.
What is that? A race to the bottom.
A race to the bottom, yeah.
When,
not in Epstein what land, no. Not in Epstein land. That's a different conversation in Epstein land.
What a meander tall tale to unfurl, and with what an end in view of squatter and anti-squatter and post-prone anti-squatter. You got squatter, anti-squatter, and post-prone anti-squatter. Post-prone anti-squatter. To say two has to be every Tim, Nick, and Larry of us, sons of the sod, sons, little sons, yay, and Lee, little sons.
Mustard. Sons of mustard. The sod is mustard.
Okay. When us is not to be, every Sue, Sis, and Sally of us, daughters of man, accuses of Ansire. Damadam to infinities.
Yeah. And that's a good place to stop, right there.
All right. Boy, that's a lot of material in a small space. Okay, I'll unmute the elders. The elders will come in, the 12 elders.
The elders.
Jury.
Oh, the elders. The elders. Yeah,
that's in Phineas Wake. The 12 citizens.
Mm-hmm, the priest. The
all participants are now unmuted.
Please welcome in.
Yeah, you got knocked out. You said the priest, and then what'd you say?
And the Sadducees.
Yeah.
Welcome
right.
in.
So, anybody got any comment on this? Right off.
They're all trying to figure out how they can get in on the con before it's over, Bob.
Well, I spotted one.
Go on,
Ira.
Well, it is interesting that you talk about Byzantine and Ottoman Empire in the two sessions,
yes.
And the link is Ofanel. Ofanel is
correct.
Roaming about over there,
yeah.
Laying foundations,
mm-hmm.
Getting learned in feudalism. Is that it?
It is. It is because the Byzantine and then the Ottoman, they're the only ones that actually held true to a straight feudal system. And they have, and they to this day have the hand of John the Baptist with that finger with the ring on it on display, and his head, John the Baptist's head, to make sure that SOB was taken care of, to make sure. And then they got tangled up afraid that Jesus was the reincarnation of John the Baptist, because they saw John the Baptist as a bigger threat than Jesus.
So what's your point, Era? You said two sessions. Are you talking about my private session?
The private session and this session, both mentions both Byzantine and Ottoman empires. And
right.
And it's been there, it's been mentioned many times, and we kind of reluctantly want to go back to history. and look at that pot.
And the fun of it is that the Byzantine Empire hasn't even been written yet. That's to come.
Okay.
You mean its history hasn't been told accurately, or?
No, it hasn't been told at all. It hasn't happened yet. You see.
Hmm. So the Byzantine Empire has been lurking, ready to pounce.
Ara will show you how to knit, Bob. Ara will show you how to knit. She knows how to do it. She'll show you.
No.
She don't have idle hands. She can show you.
Right. Listen to this. May Brussels' theme was that the big swath of land known as Russia and Asia, you know, above the Caucasus, that huge property and wealth there, that's like the Byzantine Empire. That's the hidden ground of the Byzantine Empire.
No. It's not a hidden ground. It'd be the mystery landscape.
Okay. Right. Which Joyce, for those listening, for Joyceans, this book is about Joyce's attempt to carve out the mystery landscape. Would you agree, Aya?
Well, for the Dubliners, anyway. It would be funnier if we didn't have to make our own jokes, Bob. You know that, right?
So, come on, guys and people. Say something.
Yeah, I've got
Joe
one, Bob.
The
phrase on page 19 is, Our Durlbin is swarming in sneaks. And I was wondering if Durlbin is actually Durham, the investigator. Oh, Durham is swarming in sneaks. I wonder what I'm made of it.
Okay, it's not Durham the person, it's Durham the office. James Joyce was writing about the office of the snake vipers, the asp wipers.
Mm-hmm.
And how is Durham an office? What office is that?
He's the bastion that's going to make all the crooked ways straight. It's going to pin the tail on the jackasses of the day. It's going to open up all this wrongdoing, superfluous regret for the law and neglecting of all the conditional responses and hemming up all of the hillbillies and the pulling in all of the Bushians and the lay them all astray so they can prove that Donald Trump is the worst thing on the planet. Nothing's ever been worse than the Trumpian land. We didn't have this trouble when Wilson was in by the office. We didn't have this trouble back then.
we got the League of Nations.
It's a part counterpart that Nick.
So listen to this. A cartoonist said, yeah, Kissinger may have died, but there'll always be a Kissinger. That's how you're using Durham. There's always the office of Durham moralizing and separating the scum from the other scum. Is that what you meant?
Agreed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now go ahead, Phil. Are you finished?
Yeah, I just wondered what he was doing now, or it doesn't sound as if it's going to any relevance anyway, eventually, so.
Too many pronouns.
How is John Durham's investigation going presently, Aaron?
Who cares? It doesn't matter.
that's what I thought. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you come here, you'll get your worst assumptions confirmed, validated. We validate all.
we adopt all of Bob's fallacies, all of them.
And we welcome any enthusiast for anyone.
Any enthusiast welcome. And we'll take every antagonist and turn them into a protagonist as necessary on my team, right?
Okay, so
very good on
Bert and Jay.
Ian.
Anybody
good? I on the bottom, the sixth line up from the ending, right after All Horrors Eve, what a meander tall tale to unfurl. Is that another reference to the All Horrors Eve?
Yeah.
A meander tall tale.
That's why Bert's number 87, he pays attention to the details. Nobody else would get that. That's why he's number 87.
Yeah, it's funny. I can't find a Horror's Eve. I know. It's what line down is it?
You just read it, Bob.
I know. I can't see it. I've been. What do you call it? Mandel? I've been mandelated?
One, two, no. Mandela effect. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. It's in the 12th line from the bottom.
Oh, way down there. I thought we stopped at Racket Shoes and Bootleggers. I see. So what a Neanderthal tale to unfurl. So that is All Horrors, which is about, right below it. No, right beside it.
Look at Bob. Bob comes in and he doesn't even know what it is. And we tell him it's a Mandela effect. And then he'll go, what a Mandela effect to unfurl right here, right now.
Well, look, that's in Neanderthal. That's a Mandela. Right. That word's in there.
Correct.
That word? Mandela.
Yes. Yes.
To unfurl. Yeah, that's what's happening. Things are happening, and things are changing, and things are not, and things they are. And this isn't some MK Ultra crap. It's not like that. This is a reality that isn't real yet. You see,
it's way beyond individual psychology or individual brainwashing.
And maybe psychosis, but we'll see. Maybe psychosis, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Now we're negotiating in the PSYOP world.
Yeah, I assigned Bert to figure out how we can monetize collective psychosis. See what you can do. Can we make some money?
That'll be fun. They don't have to choose a pill. They just have to lay still. That's the Bob. They just have to be still. That's all he requires.
The only way you can save
the world is to stop typing.
Now, he said be still. You got squatter versus anti-squatter. And the third one, is lying down. Prone. Post-prone. Like dead after. I got them to lay still, then we killed them or something. Post-prone. Anti-squatter. That's interesting. A lot in there. And to say to us, to be every Tim, Nick, and C, we let everybody in. Every Tim, Nick, and Larry of us, sons of the sod, sons, little sons, yea, and the little sons. And when us is not to be, that's when we get the hell out of here and disappear. Every Sue, Sis, and Sally of us, daughters of Nan. Nan is a major Ionot transcriber. Secretary of Dobbstown. Accusative and sire. Damn madam to infinities. That's how you make money. You just keep damning everybody. Typing and damning. I mean, that's what Tucker Carlson comes out every night and dabs something. And so do the other guys. It's all dabbing each other. Information vengeance. Note that, Joycians. The bigger picture, this is what the Wake predicted. The Wake anticipated this today, this week, December 3rd. All right, next. Come on, let's get another comment.
In the last two sentences before the end, to say to us, to be every Tim, Nick, and Larry of us, sons of the sod, little sons, where is it here? Yeah, that one. And Larry of us, sons of the sod, sons, little sons, yay. When you were reading it, it sounded like I heard Netanyahu and then yay. And that was what was going on in Alex Jones the other day. He was making fun of Netanyahu. Yeah. The Mossad part.
Now remember, we went through great detail with Bibi. Remember? We went through great detail with Bibi and how the detail was. And then apparently, we were supposed to be castigated into the fiery lake of hell because he was not supposed to leave office. He was not going to get thrown out or undone or arrested for sedition or stealing money he didn't have or his wife stealing money, him letting his wife steal money he didn't have. And then now, all of a sudden, just a second later, he's the savior of the day. Hey, we're going to be okay. BD's back. We're good. Everything's going to be all right now. Like all that other stuff didn't even happen.
You guys,
you watch it.
You know, lay out
right before your very lying eyes. And anybody looking at us like, well, no, you said, so we didn't change it. We didn't change it. We just had to wait for it to catch up.
Yeah. It was going back and forth. That's where the catch up happens. It goes in one direction, and you're over the other direction. You wait till it catches up. But
catch up and a little catch up and cutting some mustard. It's catch up and cutting some mustard, Bob.
Yeah, so ACE is being jailed and let out of jail constantly all through the book. Well, we're going to see Trump arrested, and then 2 days later he's let out. 2 days after that, they rearrest. He's going to be put in out all the way.
Correct. And then they're going to take the guillotine. Then they're going to take the guillotine, cut his head off, and then he'll come back and have it all straightened up. And says, no, that was just an oversight. The oversight committee straightened that out. We took care of all that. It's no problem. He didn't really cut the head off.
Yeah, it's just fake news. So, any other comments? Well, we've got a couple more minutes. We've got to fill up the hour.
Well, why was Kanye on Alex Jones with a fishnet, saying the fishnet was Netanyahu?
Oh, he's just bantering. He's bantering because he's okay. Like an errant 2-year-old child, attention is attention. Good attention is good, and bad attention is still attention. So as long as you're talking about yay, that's the point. And whatever has to happen to be talking about yay, that's what you're going to have. He learned it from
Bob. So Alex Jones, he's declared bankruptcy, but he's still doing his show, and he was making fun of the Mossad. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Beatty.
Kanye was. Yeah.
And he was on Alex Jones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
But when he was on there,
here's the conundrum. Who's listening to Alex Jones?
The after image of a meme in the tech box. After image
so
of the meme.
So that's the alt-right. Is that right? The alt-right?
Well, the virtual alt-right. Alt-right squared.
Okay.
And it's part of the tech body, which Joyce is predicting the tech body and the environment the tech body is creating.
And that environment allows you to be killed and brought back and to win and lose. And to thrive and unthrive, and to make it and then be dashed in the head with a boulder, and then come back from that and take over the world, and then become king and queen. You can become king and queen because there's no more pronouns. You can be the king of queens, or the queen of kings, or lord of lords, or something to that effect.
Because I didn't know that.
Look,
it seemed like Alex Jones' show was gone.
No, Chad, it doesn't matter what happened, the wake remains relevant. You get into an era of no pronouns, this is the book with no pronouns.
You better know it.
No pronouns here. There are too many to see if you're lying or not. But the... that's my big insight. No pronouns. Up to date.
Yay!
Always up to date with the
world. We've enjoyed this interaction very much. I hope you have had as much fun as Bob.
I hope you enjoy my autobiography. This is a great version of my story.
Autozenocracy, Bob. It's an autozenocracy.
Yeah, autozenocracy. Yeah, it's not biography. It's zenocracy. Very good. Excellent. Well done, Ion. Hope the joy seems like this. We'll try this. I'll take care of you.